And my guest is Liz Sharkey, who is from The Shore Trust, who are the charity of the month throughout June. Liz, welcome to Tone FM. First of all, tell me about The Shore Trust. Who are The Shore Trust and what do they do?
Right. Shore Trust is probably one of the lesser known charities. It's only about 30 years old. It was formed in 1982 in the village of Shore in Wiltshire. To support local disabled people to find employment. Since that time, Shore Trust has grown to reach over 50,000 people a year to live independent and inclusive lives. It provides employment opportunities, skills development training, and health and wellbeing services across the UK. It also operates charitable social enterprises, retail shops, and work alongside Shore Education Trust, which runs a diverse chain of academy schools. Basically, our vision is for a society in which everybody has the opportunity for employment, inclusion, and independence. Therefore, we don't see disability as a problem. We like to focus on what people can do as opposed to what they can't do. So Shore Trust endeavours to help people to live a full life, find employment, sustainable employment, so that they are part of society as anybody else.
Is there a perception that because of people with disability, because people have a disability, that they just won't get a job?
I think so, because there are a lot of barriers for people with disabilities. It's not just physical disability. It can be mental health. I mean, there's a big thing about mental health at the moment. We get a lot of volunteers with mental health issues, actually. And what we find is, especially people with depression or anxiety, once they volunteer in our shops, they come out of themselves, they find confidence, and they go on to lead much happier, inclusive lives. And a lot of people actually from volunteering from our shops have gone on to find employment. So we're really pleased about that.
That's a very positive outlook as well, isn't it? Particularly when they come in through your shop doors and they come out of themselves, basically.
Exactly,
and they learn a lot more about social interaction, which is a big thing these days, isn't
it? Absolutely. That's completely right. Because, you know, people who do spend a lot of time on their own or don't go out to work, as somebody like myself does, you know, they sort of lose a meaning to their life. They have nothing to get up for in the morning, you know. So it does make them feel absolutely part of society, and it gives them that extra boost, and it's wonderful.
You were right in saying that the Shore Trust is one of the lesser known charities, which reason for Charity of the Month is to highlight charities like yourselves, to let people know that you do exist. Now, if anybody who is suffering any disability would like to get in touch with you, how would you suggest they go about it? Is there a set routine that you have to go through?
Right. If you're talking about the shop, working in the shop, absolutely. All you have to do is pop in. We have volunteer forms at the ready. Just pop in, pick up a form, fill it in, bring it back, and then we will work out some hours for you to do a week. As many as you like. You're not pressured in any way. Any help is wonderful help for us. And then we're a wonderful team, wonderful family. We have lots of laughs, and I'm sure you'll have a fantastic time with us.
Tell me about some of the employers that you would work with. So if somebody came to the Shore Trust to get some help, potentially, which direction could they go in?
Well, that's not my domain, really, because I'm just running the charity shop. Mm. But if you go onto the website and go to Shore Trust, then they will put you in touch with your local workplace, and they will sort out any sort of employability issues or potential employers around in your area.
So you are a registered charity.
Absolutely.
And that involves fundraising and lots of things going on to help bring the funds in.
Yeah.
Tell me about some of the events that you've got coming up over the next few months.
Well, as a shop, and this is nationwide actually, for all charities, we have Volunteers Week. That's the, I think it's the 10th of June, first or second week of June, where we thank all of our volunteers across the country. But each shop obviously focuses on their own team. So we'll have lots of posters, lots of fun. We're going to come up with some fun things to do, maybe bring some buns in, you know, just to highlight the fact that we are so grateful for all the volunteer help that we get, because we could not run our shops without them.
How many shops have you got across the country?
Right, roughly 50, but I think that increases year on year. So, and I think that we're hoping as a Trust to increase that by, I can't remember how many, but I think it's going to go way up. I think it's 3 or 4 shops a year at least going
up. That's great. That's really positive,
yeah,
actually,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Yeah, really good. Well, thank you very much for coming to share the details about the Shore Trust. Hopefully it's opened up a few eyes or ears, let's say, about what you actually do, because I know a lot of people walk through County Walk and there's, you know, shops there that sort of some sort of pop up and close down, don't they, depending on the time of the year. But the Shore Trust has been there for quite some time, and admittedly I've walked past and I thought, well, I wonder what they actually do, and then I remember that was the time last year when I popped in to say hello to you.
That's right.
To let you know about Charity of the Month and what we're going to be doing here on the radio. So thank you for sharing all those details. You are our Charity of the Month, so I hope you have an enjoyable month, and I hope that you can keep in touch with us throughout the course of the month to fill us in on things that you're going to be doing.
Absolutely.
So that we can highlight it here on the radio.
Yeah, pop in and say hello. Lots of bargains to be had. Thank you.
That's it. Go in for the full plug. And if you need something upcycled, then bring it in, because Liz does a bit of upcycling. I love your shoes.
Oh, thank you very much.
Your
yes.
shoes are amazing. In fact, when Liz came in, that was the first thing I said to her. It's just like, well, I'm not being rude, but you've got great shoes.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, I don't throw anything away. Make, do and mend, you know. So just any old shoes or handbags, I paint them and do them up, put buttons on, whatever. Brand
See,
new.
Do you do that and then maybe sell them in the shop? Because
I could
nice.
Do.
You
I could haven't, do. But
there
there's
you
a
go.
Thought. So thank you very
there's
much.
There's a thought,
yeah.
See. Charity of the Month has helped you bring money in already.
Thank you.
Excellent work. My guest is Liz Sharkey from the Shore Trust.